Hello and welcome to a new season of the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, where we talk a quick thought on the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep in an essence. Talking the Parsha of the week as a quick shear. This season we'll probably keep it even shorter. Last season we tried to keep it around 15 minutes. This season I think I'm going to try to do 5 to 10 minutes, unless on some occasions we have a lot to talk about. Giving some element to something we could take from the Parsha, a practical thing for the Parsha of the week. So now we've come to Bereishis. We have finished the whole year. We've gone through the very stressful holiday season, especially Yom HaRam. We get through Sukkot, which is enjoyable and wonderful, but you got to put up the Sukkot and shake the lulav. You can only eat in the Sukkot, things like that. Now we've come to regular routine, and I love routine. I actually am a big fan of routine. I like structure. I like my kids to be in school. I like to be in work. I like it to be where we have regular things and regular happenings, not dropping the recordings throughout the whole holiday, which is very difficult. But in general, the question is, how do we begin our year? We know that the new year for the Jews starts on Rosh Hashanah, obviously, but Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot is a very stressful time. It's not the routine, not the mundane, not the regular monotonous flow. Now, really, the day after Sukkot, really, that's when the routine kicks in. And that's really, for me, when the new year kicks in. The fall is officially here, the crispness in the air, the temperature is my favorite temperature, my favorite season. I love the pumpkin things and the hot chocolate ability and the fact that the leaves are changing color. Really a great season. Unfortunately, we lose a lot of it because of the back and forth of so many things going on the whole month. It's like the month flies by with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. But then we come back to it and we think about the new beginnings. We think about Bereishis. You know, Hashem creates the world anew. Some say that Hashem created many worlds, some say created things different ways, but whatever. Adam and Chava come, and of course there's Cain and Hevel, and of course the terrible catastrophe, then they have Shais, and then of course there are different happenings in the Parsha, and we go and we see it is the beginning. When we think about our beginning, when we think about our start of the new year, what will the year look like for us? What do we want the year to look like for us? What do we want the year to entail and to encompass for our lives? What do we want to bring to the world, to the year? Oftentimes people make crazy ideas, bli neder, mirat Hashem, commitments that we say, I want to do this year, mirat Hashem, bli neder, I want to accomplish this. Look at a great sage, a great God, of what he would do, what he would accomplish, what he would set forth. This great sage had an idea that he said, this year I want to bench looking inside a bencher. Obviously, he knew Shas and Torah and Nevi'im, Kesuvim, and he did so much and knew so much in the world, but his idea, his little thing that he wanted to take upon himself was to look inside for a bencher. Many people, especially the non-Jewish people, throughout the New Year season, when it comes to January, for them, they say, I want to lose 100 pounds this year. I want to never to talk badly about another person. I want to eat healthy. And it's very vague things, very grandiose things that are not attainable, that are not capturable. We need to take on things that are very little and very simple. Someone that has a big problem with brachos should maybe say, I will try to make a shahakal before every drink. Someone that has a problem with after brachos, I will try to make a bari nefashos after each brach, after each thing. I will try to not talk Lashon Hara for 30 minutes a day. Any little thing a person can do, small steps lead to great changes. Rome didn't crumble overnight, they say the famous phrase. It is little chippings away at the foundations, little things we could do to take little small steps every single day is what really will accomplish a lot of things. Great things happen day by day. We don't go through the entire Torah when we just dance and sing on Simchas Torah. We didn't finish the Torah in one day. It takes us 52 weeks. We don't finish Daf Yomi in one day. It's one page a day, a little commitment every day, a little by little by little by little. Little by little, we accomplish it day by day. We try to do what we can day by day. Daf Yomi takes 7.5 years. We do one page at a time. Now, they have this wonderful idea that I'm really on the fence back and forth about, the Yerushalmi Daf Yomi idea. I reached out to them asking if they're doing a paperback, which I love. That's the one I use for the regular Daf Yomi. They're not. So I'm on the fence if I'm still going to do it or not. We'll see. But they have an idea to do Yerushalmi in 5.5 years, not overnight, a new beginning, step by step. That, I think, is the key to making great change. You want to be a better person, don't get angry. Try to work on your anger for an hour a day. You want to be a person that doesn't talk Lashon Hara? Talk on Lashon Hara an hour a day. You want to be a person that does better at brachas? Work on one bracha for now throughout the coming days. Do what you can, little by little. Small changes lead to great developments. A person doesn't become the grandiose ruler overnight, usually, unless there's a crazy thing. Obviously, different times in periods in history, Hashem did many crazy things, but a lot of times we work up to it. A person who became CEO might have started as the paper pusher, might have started as the mail clerk. Little by little, he worked his way all the way up to CEO over the years with small little changes. What can you do in your new beginnings to create something anew? I want to do a chesed every day. What can I do? I could think, Bli Neder, Emirat Hashem, what can I do today to do a chesed for other people? My wife really wants that soup, so let me make that soup. My wife really wanted that coffee the other day. I ran and got the coffee. I'm not saying me, but I'm saying all of us can think of ourselves like this. What can I do little by little? The house is a wreck. What can I do today? Maybe today I'll do the living room. Maybe tomorrow I'll do the dining room. Maybe on Thursday I'll do the kitchen, and then Friday I'll do the bathroom. You know, the bedrooms are a mess. Maybe on Sunday I'll do the boys' room, and then on Monday I could do the girls' room, and then on Tuesday I could do the master room, and then I could do the attic and the basement. Maybe little by little by little. Happens to be, if I ever do get a cleaning frenzy, I try to do as much as I can in those 2 hours anyway. But maybe it's better to do things little by little. We take upon ourselves little things little by little by little by little. What can we do to make sure to take new beginnings upon ourselves? Small steps lead to big changes. Small steps, big changes are what we can do in our life. What can we take upon ourselves? As we look to our days and our years, and we should be zocha that all of us were written, sealed, and inscribed for, and sealed in the book of life now and always on Meves Mshana. What can we do with our days and our years and our hours? What can we contribute? What can we be involved in? Be kovei itim a little bit. It's hard for me to learn 10 hours a day, but maybe I could set aside 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. It's hard for me to finish Shas, but if I do a page a day, the Daf Yomi idea, maybe I could do it. It's hard for me to finish the whole Parsha, but if I try Shtayim Mikra, I take one Aliyah a day, Sunday through Shabbos, maybe I could do it. And if you're really bold and you want to do just the weekday days, like Monday to Thursday, then 2 on Monday, 2 on Tuesday, and then one or two on the other days, then you could do it. We take little steps, small steps, big changes. What we could do in our life and in the lives of those around us. As we come to Bereishis, as we come to the start of the new year, think of the new beginnings. Think of the new chances and take those small steps day by day to make big changes in your own life and in the life of those around you. Join us next time as we talk the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.